This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations. Find your location at originalhooters.com. Make your fantasy draft party a reality at Hooters. Book your fantasy party online at football.hooters.com. Get a free CBS Sports draft kit along with $200 in Hooters coupons for the entire season. And starting on next Monday's podcast, right here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, for those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area who would like to get involved in a free fantasy football league powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com, next Monday, I will give you the special email address where you can send an email to ask to play in one of six fantasy football leagues for the upcoming season that are powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. Each will be a 12-person league. You will only be eligible to play in one of the six leagues, and we will be drafting on-site at one Pinellas County Hooters location and one Hillsborough County location to be named later. All right? All the details starting on Monday's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast on how you can get registered for a random draw to be part of a fantasy football league among others who listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. All right, so more details on that on the Monday podcast. Lots of news over the past few days. We're well past, you should be well versed by now on what happened 24, 36 hours ago involving Will Fuller, Sterling Shepard. Let's move on to some more recent notes. Joe Mixon, the much talked about rookie running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, who even a writer in Cincinnati, a respected writer, said could see getting 20 carries and 3 to 5 catches in week one of the regular season. Mixon left practice with a possible foot injury, but did avoid serious injury. Now, the more significant potential injury is Ryan Tannehill's situation, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. As of the time of this podcast, the last thing that I saw was that MRI had results inconclusive, and that all options, including potential season-ending surgery, were on the table. So as it relates to Joe Mixon, I don't think you have anything to worry about from today if you're high on Joe Mixon and buying into the rookie running back's impact and volume in Cincinnati this year. Or you just buy it enough to downgrade Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard from what you would have expected coming into the season if Mixon wasn't there. As far as Tannehill is concerned, we talked, I believe, on the last podcast about the odd situation involving Jarvis Landry and how Adam Gase and the Dolphins are pretty much making it clear to Landry that, you know what, we don't need you beyond this year. And I don't know what it means for Landry. He did have lower volume in the latter part of last year, even, which has also led to talk that would Colin Kaepernick be of interest to the Dolphins? Would Jay Cutler never even get to the regular season with Fox and jump right back into the NFL if he got starters money and the ability to be the number one guy for Adam Gase, his former offensive coordinator in Chicago? It's been a bad camp so far for the Dolphins. Bad news on their left guard, Ted Larson, concussion on Jay Ajayi, the awkward situation involving Jarvis Landry. At this point, from a fantasy standpoint, I would be cautious on any Miami Dolphins and be very closely following the Tannehill news or any news coming out of the Miami Dolphins before you hit your season-long draft. All right, just some other notes before we talk about big picture stuff on the big board. About once a week, we talk about a Cleveland Browns note, and this is no surprise to those of you who follow the podcast or follow the Cleveland Browns. It's looking more and more now like Deshaun Kaiser will ascend to the number one spot on the quarterback depth chart sooner rather than later, even sooner rather than later. That's just the way things are going in Cleveland. Based on his play potentially in preseason, this could put him in play in two quarterback leagues, or if you are in a 14 or a 16-team league, put him potentially in play as someone you would consider with a late pick as a backup quarterback that you would only use in the case of your number one being injured or having a bye week. As it relates to Tyrod Taylor, the Buffalo Bills quarterback, there has been a concerted effort with him to be more accurate with his throws. A lot of the drills in camp involve him staying in the pocket and just trying to hit targets with throws. He has been unable to do that consistently. The Bills say they're not going to limit Taylor and let's say tell him that he can't run or move the pocket. But clearly they're trying to make him a more accurate quarterback. It just doesn't seem to be working. So really no change on Taylor from last year to this year. And with a change in coaching staff, I would actually downgrade Taylor a bit. I don't imagine many of you had him as your season-long starting quarterback last year unless you suffered an early injury or you made a mistake and made a trade and thought Taylor could get you by. But he is no better than a backup quarterback, and you could probably find better backup quarterbacks on a roster to stash out there. Granted, you like hearing the fact that the Bills say, well, we're only keeping him in the pocket to improve his accuracy now. Once we get into games, we're going to let him move the pocket. We're going to let him run the football where Taylor does make some plays. New York Jets. There's not a lot to get excited about fantasy-wise with the New York Jets, but it does appear more and more like Bilal Powell, not Matt Forte, should be the number one back off the board if you are to draft a running back from the New York Jets. Late last season, Powell touched the ball a lot, shows he likes the work, he likes the volume. He is younger than Forte, seems to be in a position to get more touches this year. That could change as things with the Jets change, but at least right now, and I know most of you are not exactly running to draft a Jets running back, but if it gets to the point where you're thinking about one or the other, the vibe out of New York is Powell over Forte this year, where last year it was pretty clear, and based on some early performances also, Forte was over Powell. One other note out of Tennessee, I love talking about the Titans and their offense and their team in general. There was a hamstring tweak late this week for DeMarco Murray. Granted, he's in that 29-ish age range now. Derrick Henry moving into his second season. Henry did get more work late last year. I think you need a lot more to go on right now to believe that Henry is going to get enough of a chunk of the work, and just a hamstring tweak doesn't give you enough to go on to downgrade DeMarco Murray and raise up the level of Derrick Henry as any more than a handcuff. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations. Find your location at originalhooters.com. Hooters, the original wing joint, since 1983, hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood, Hooters style. And remember, on next Monday's podcast, I'll be telling you the way that you can register to be randomly selected to be one in one of six fantasy football leagues that will be powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com. will actually be drafting on site for these drafts at one of two Tampa Bay Area Hooters locations, one that will be in Pinellas County and one that will be in Hillsborough County later in the month of August or early September. All right, so those details are coming starting Monday right here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations, and remember, daily lunch specials starting at only $6. All right, a few more big board notes. Let's do one on a running back, one on a wide receiver, one on a tight end. Running back, Ezekiel Elliott, Dallas Cowboys. It still looks like, I would be surprised if Elliott does not face some form of regular season game suspension when the NFL decides to hand down its verdict. I am expecting that Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys will protest or appeal the decision. But still, Elliott still looks like he's facing around a two-game suspension at this point. Then you have the left guard situation with the Cowboys. The fact that last year went so good, the fact that the schedule is harder, that maybe defenses have more of a reason to find a way to limit Ezekiel Elliott on early downs, or at least try to do so. All of this has added up in knocking Elliott down some big boards, where a month ago, an all-off season, in most mock drafts, Elliott was part of a big three of running backs at the top of the board, including David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell, sort of any combination of going 1, 2, 3. In most of those, I will acknowledge Elliott probably was running third behind David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. Well, now, just looking at Roto World and the excellent work of Evan Silva, on one of his boards, he has Elliott down to number 8 overall for all the reasons that I mentioned. As we talked about in a previous podcast, just know what you're getting into with Ezekiel Elliott. Almost treat it the same way you treated Le'Veon Bell last year. You're going to know, probably I would imagine, next week, what the suspension is, and you can expect an appeal. But if you treat it much the same way, and the Cowboys are sort of making overtures that they want to throw the ball more to Elliott out of the backfield, although to expect any running back to catch as many balls as a Le'Veon Bell or a David Johnson is unrealistic. So I get that Elliott is dropping on some draft boards, but I wouldn't devalue him too much, where you just stay away from him entirely because we clearly know what he is capable of. You just need to know the circumstances overall. Let's talk about a wide receiver in Doug Baldwin. Same big board updated on Roto World has Baldwin at 18 overall, ranked higher than some receivers like Dez Bryant, last year's yardage leader in T.Y. Hilton, who, of course, right now might be hurting because of what we're hearing about Andrew Luck's status. He's ahead of Baldwin ahead of Amari Cooper, Larry Fitzgerald, Demaryius Thomas. We talked about Denver's quarterback situation last podcast. Keep this in mind on Doug Baldwin, even if you're not of the belief that, and you just sort of look at it and say, well, Doug Baldwin's not better than Dez Bryant, or Doug Baldwin's not better than T.Y. Hilton, or Doug Baldwin's not better than Amari Cooper. The numbers, though, and Russell Wilson's feelings on Doug Baldwin and their ability to connect, Baldwin's numbers have increased 4 years in a row. And with more changes at running back in Seattle and some other changes that have people wondering if Seattle is still a potential threat as they've been for a few years now, in and around winning one Super Bowl, losing another Super Bowl, I buy a lot of this. And just because the player doesn't look in name to be as good as some of the others he's ranked ahead of at his position, you have to look deeper than that. And clearly Russell Wilson uses Doug Baldwin as a big-time target. Baldwin has been consistently producing more for four straight seasons, and I think there's a lot to go on to believe that he can produce at that same level as he did last year or close enough to it to merit being, in most leagues, a second-round type draft pick. And the other pass catcher we want to talk about is Travis Kelce, because we talked about Jordan Reed's latest ailment on a previous podcast. While Rob Gronkowski maintains his number one status at the tight end position on the big board, Jordan Reed more and more is opening the door for Travis Kelce to be your second best available tight end, because Kelce's health is in question significantly less than Reed. And because of the big season he had last year, he is expected to be the focal point of the Kansas City offense. And I think if you were offered one of the two, I mean, some would probably, maybe even me, if you're offered a tight end, you can have Gronk, you can have Reed, you can have Kelce. You know what? On a per-game basis, Gronk and Reed might give you more. But on a per-season basis right now, based on some things that we have to go on, Kelce might be the guy who's in the lineup for you most consistently. And what he does is consistent enough to make him your best choice at the tight end position. At least Evan Silva feels he merits tight end 2 consideration over Jordan Reed at this point. And I'd say signs continue to point up the moment Gronk, and nobody wishes this on Gronk unless you hate him or you hate the Patriots, but I can understand Kelce now being elevated on some draft boards over Jordan Reed just because of the frustration with the fact that Jordan Reed, even to start this camp, can't seem to be healthy enough. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, Monday's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast will give you details on how you can register your name to be in one of 6 separate fantasy football leagues that will be powered by HootersandJoeBucksFan.com with a draft on site at either a Hooters location in Pinellas County or a Hooters location in Hillsborough County later in the month or early September. Details coming on Monday's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you then.